27 Letters to My Daughter, written and read by Ella Ward. Letter 1. 27 Letters. My darling, you're holding this book because I can no longer hold you. It feels cruel that my last act as a mother was to die. I'm so sorry. It's the one thing, more than anything, I wish I could undo. However, as I look back on my life, there isn't much else I would change. But you'll come to see that. You'll see a lot of things, because in this book, I'm giving you everything. All of it. I haven't left a bit out. I have written 27 letters for you. In them are the lessons I've learned and earned in my life, all 188 of them. Lessons that have come from the monsters I've vanquished, the mistakes I've made and the loves I've forgiven, the adventures I've flown, the spells I've woven, the tears I've wiped. I've sewn them all together in these pages. Every word I've written is for you, to keep you and strengthen you and hold you. Now I cannot. I haven't written these letters alone. Did you know that our family comes with generations of words, captured and chronicled? And, oh boy, are they some words. My darling daughter, you come from a family of letter writers, nostalgists, storytellers, and people who quite like giving toasts at dinner parties. Or, as your great-grandmother put it to me recently, we are a family of people who believed they were important enough to write it all down. Important or not, it turns out that whatever I've been through in my life, someone else in my family has usually gone through it already. When I first began to read their words, this overlapping of experience felt like coincidence, but it soon grew into a regular occurrence. I've chosen to take great comfort in this serendipity. It means that these 27 letters are not only a gift from me, but from all of us. While everyone has a family, ours is a little more unusual than most. I hope these letters will not just hold you in my absence, but they'll also allow you to fall in love with these unconventional ancestors. Their words of wisdom have often been a comfort to me, but their sparkles of madness have always been a cure. I believe that being brave and kind and clever is one thing, but being all of those things with a twinkle in the eye is another, which is why I cannot wait to introduce them all to you. There's an American soldier who's fighting through Europe in 1918. There's also a woman running away from an elephant in Kenya in the 1960s. There's a man brandishing a pistol in World War II Shanghai and a teenager slopping through the mud on the last day of Woodstock. These are your relatives, and they all have lessons for you to add to mine. These letters will arm you with the knowledge, wisdom, and wonder of us all, because when push comes to shove and death is dancing closer than you'd like, family becomes more important than anything else. We are a group of people who weren't dissuaded by little things like death, or war, or loss, or elephants. I am one of them, which means so are you. And so, now I am done and dead, and you are left with this, my all. To you, my everything. I love you, Mama. Letter 2. Introductions. What sets one family apart from another? What makes your family yours? Is it the curve of a nose that has echoed through generations? A tinkle in a laugh that goes up and down on a scale? Or is it something less tangible? A sense, a hum in your belly, a feeling of coming home? Family is all of those things, but none of them can exist without one important element: the telling of stories. A family is only as strong as the stories that are told. And, I'm afraid to say, the stories can't just be told. They need to be kept. One afternoon, I sat down with my great-grandfather Jim's letters from World War I.